Anyway, this is a little departure from what I usually read. This is more of a from my memoirs. So, the October sun is low in the west. The air is clear and dry, and I am running across a harvested cornfield. The broken stubble and gleaning underfoot are a rich feeding table for the crows. There are flashes of bright light followed by the harsh utterances of bombs along the distant horizon, becoming gradually louder. The birds flee. My beloved is stumbling across the field toward me. Honey, I ask, where are your shoes? There wasn't time, she answers. I reach for her. The ground underfoot begins to turn orange around us. Under the surface, glowing shapes search for each other, connect, and the ground lifts above them. The dirt of the field is aglow now with fiery serpentine images, snapping, snarling, and bleeding fire. They are made from the bones of discarded corn stalks and their withered leaves. The horizon comes closer. I am suddenly 13 again. It is late October in Indiana, and in desperation, I have escaped at midnight into the cornfields, running away from the foster home where I have been beaten, abused, and trapped for the last 4 years. I have the clothes on my back, and that is all. Chilled and weary, I pull my coat tighter around me and fall asleep on the ground near the tree line, dreaming of floating downstream on a raft. Light comes and the officers find me among the corn stalks. They make me get into the car. I am driven to a building where a county worker questions me. I don't want to be there anymore, I tell her, and show her the bruises. The explosions along the horizon are louder and closer now, and I am on Operation Fortress Ridge, my first amphibious landing. Under fire, we disembark at the mouth of the Quaviet River and move inland. The rockets do not stop until after dark, and we take shelter among the tombs of a Buddhist graveyard. Bright flashes from the mountains a click to the north are the visible language of the rockets searching for us. We dig in. I ponder a dragon carved on the gravestone near me as rounds scream overhead. It is all quiet at midnight, but there is no sleep for the Marines along this river. The scene shifts once again, but the splashes of light on the horizon have not stopped. The dinosaurs have now risen from the ground and tower over us, turning night into day. In the background, Billie Holiday sings, "I'll Be Seeing You." My love is limping through that awful ground. I pick her up and run away from the shifting realities that besiege us. I am still running.